Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Surviving Grief. Episode 4 is called He Will Strengthen What Remains. And as usual, I will start off with my commitments rooted in self-love. I promise to never give up on myself. I promise to be patient with myself. I promise to speak up for myself. I promise to protect my energy. I promise to give myself grace. I promise to honor my calling. And I promise to forgive myself. And I name today's episode, He Will Strengthen What Remains. You know, in the wake of grief, sometimes we lose a lot of things along the way. You know, we can not only be mourning the person or thing that we've lost, but sometimes we lose a bit of ourselves along the way. And that has been my experience. And I was walking today and I was thinking that, you know, I've lost so much weight. And, you know, I feel like when I look in the mirror that I'm not the same person. I feel like a shell of who or what I used to be. And I know that, you know, it was all in the process of the loss that I lost myself along the way. And, you know, and although I'm trying to, you know, get the weight back up, be transformed by the renewal of my mind, I'm working on, you know, all these things, because, you know, the reality is that I miss me. You know, I miss the Cheryl that, you know, was a little heavier, you know. And I think I was talking to my best friend the other day, and I was like, God, you can big my back. And, you know, I've come to the realization that I hate looking in the mirror, and I'm okay with, you know, not being around people because I don't feel like myself. Neither do I look like myself. And I have been, you know, struggling to get that part of me back. And I don't know if that part of me, not the weight part of me, but the part of me that was Cheryl, like, I guess, you know, I don't know if that will ever come back. And I say that because I have experienced some things during this process that has made me to have to shift from the person that allowed myself to be hurt, get walked over, you know, not expect the same reciprocity in what I gave, you know. So, you know, I'm learning that on this healing journey, I also have to examine self and What parts of Cheryl that made me allow myself to be treated less than what I deserve? I've made up in my mind that, I don't want to dwell on, what happened in the relationship. Because, it's neither here nor there, and it's not dwelling on it is actually helping me to move to the next step. Okay, Cheryl, you're here. It happened. We can't go back in the past and change it, because if you could change it, quite honestly, you wouldn't have went through it. But anyway, you're here. It happened. What do we do going forward? And as I was walking, and when I walk, I make it my business to talk to God, because God, I need some answers. And not that he always answers, but he said, if you let me, I will strengthen what remains. Your weight is gone. I went from a 14 to now I think I'm like a size 6 or something. And I hate it. But anyway, I'm here. My faith has been tested more times than I can even tell you. But I'm here now. I've wanted to give up more often than not, but I'm here now. So God said, what remains, I can strengthen. Because what's gone is gone. We can't go back. So what remains, if you allow me and if you trust me, I can strengthen that. So, I thought about that a lot. And I think my faith is, I know he said you only need faith the size of the mustard seed, which is very small. And I said, God, I need you to strengthen my faith even more. And although I feel don't feel like myself physically, I have nothing that I can fit, and it can be a little disheartening. It can be a little depressing, and I try to eat like every day, as much as I can eat. And God said, I'll strengthen what remains, because it matters not to God my weight or that I feel, and I know he cares, but that I feel that I'm not the Cheryl that I was, physically. And I know that God is not worrying about that, because his purpose is to restore me, not Cheryl's way, but God's way. And I have learned a lot from being the Cheryl that I'll figure it out, praying and get back up and figuring it out. And I just feel like God is saying, Cheryl, you got to trust me. You got to trust me even when you can't see my hand. You got to trust me. You got to know that I am God. And it always brings me back to be still. And this journey that I'm on, it's not for the weak. And some days, y'all, when I tell you that I am so frustrated, and sometimes I just have to cry. You know, it's nothing that I can say or do. I just cry out to God, and you know, I'm just waiting on Him at this point. And, you know, waiting is hard. Believing is hard. Excuse me. And having faith is hard when you see nothing's happening. Well, nothing that I can see with the natural eye that's happening. You know, I feel that the space that I'm in, the isolation, so to speak, that God has me in, you know, I feel that. I feel that very, very much. And my wounds are my receipts of evidence that's building my faith. And, you know, I've, you know, sitting with the facts of my painful existence, so to speak, but I also can stand in the truth about God's faithful presence. And I can also sleep with the memories of a powerful reassurance that God is with me. And I just have to be still and know that He is God. And, you know, I'm learning to not allow the agony of my reality to keep me from imagining the beauty of possibility. And I say that because I've realized that although I may not think or see that nothing's happening, I cannot lose my hope. And because the reality of your current situation, whatever that may be, it can also make you give up hope for a better. So I'm keeping my hope, because if I lose my hope, then I don't have anything. So, you know, there is beauty in a possible. So no matter what it looks like today, if I give up today, then I will never know the beauty of tomorrow, whether good or bad. There is beauty in every day, because if you wake up every morning, God's not through with you. And I'm a giver by nature. And I'm realizing that even in the space that I'm in, that I have to pour even when I'm not comfortable. because helping others helps me. You know, it lifts me. And you know, sometimes, you know, I'll get a text or something and I can be talking to my friends or somebody, and you know, I can give an encouraging word or, you know, whatever it may be. And you know, I think to myself after, you know, after I said everything, I'm like, you know, why can't I speak that to myself like I speak it to them, you know? And I'm learning that just because you walk with God, you're saved or whatever, you're anointed, but your anointing does not keep you from being annoyed. And some days I am very much annoyed. And you know, no matter how much power you think you have in Christ, it doesn't prevent you from facing problems. So I ask God to switch my perspective and to stabilize me under the pressure. Because I feel for me that if God doesn't stabilize me under the pressure, for me, I'm an overthinker. My mind gets to going, and you know, the enemy comes in real, for real, for real, for me, like a flood, and the anxiety come, the panic come, and it just like all overtakes me at once, and it leaves me back to square one. And at this juncture in my healing, I'm unwilling to go back to square one. I don't care if I'm just at square three. I am unwilling to go back to square one because it's just going backwards. And my aim is to move forward. And if I gotta do it crying some days, I'm gonna do it crying some days. If I gotta walk 2 miles, I'm gonna walk 2 miles. I'm gonna do whatever it takes for me not to go back to the drawing board because I don't want to keep going back. I want to keep moving forward. You know, God, it happened for whatever reason it happened. You know, I lost my baby. God, you know. And, you know, Mother's Day just passed. And this is my first Mother's Day without her, and actually I saw her for the last time on Mother's Day 2023. And Sunday I was a bit, you know, sad, and my grandbabies, this was their first Mother's Day without their mom. And you know, I knew, you know, they were feeling some type of way. But, you know, I thank God for, you know, bringing us through the day. It was hard. And, you know, I cried. I cried a lot on Sunday. But I thank God that God saw fit to give her to me for 34 years. And I thank God for my mom. She is definitely a blessing. And I thank God for her. And I'm asking God to continue to keep me on this journey. And he said he will strengthen what remains. And I want to allow God to strengthen me in the now, not what's gone, what's left. And, I've realized that God has kept me thus far. And, I look back on some days when, and God said, I will strengthen what remains, but you have to allow me. And I look back on some days that I didn't think I would make it. And I realized that it was God strengthening me and holding me up. And, sometimes you got to look in the mirror and encourage yourself. And something so funny, I was listening to a preacher the other day, and he said, if you got two phones, he said, use one phone to call yourself on the other phone and ask yourself, how you doing, girl? You good? God is good, isn't he? Yeah, girl, God is good. He's saying, answer yourself. But I got two phones, but what I do is on a daily, at least maybe two, three times a week, I go in my bathroom and I look in the mirror and I just speak life to myself. Sometimes I do it crying, sometimes I do it angry, but I do it. I tell myself, Cheryl, you more than a conqueror. You were born to win. I said, Cheryl, you are above and not beneath. Cheryl, you the head and not the tail. Cheryl, you a lender and not a borrower. Cheryl, you're mighty because you have God on your side. And I speak to myself. And I'm not going to say, that it always works. But you know what? I'm going to keep doing it until I believe it. And I'm not saying I don't believe it. It's just a little bit blurry right now. But I'm going to keep speaking life into me until I see what God sees in me. And I just thank God that he's willing to strengthen what remains. Some days, when I couldn't eat and, I didn't have an appetite. And, if I'm being honest, most days I never have an appetite, but I know that my body needs nourishment. So I push myself, I make myself eat. I do whatever I need to do to nourish me because I know that's the only way that I'm gonna keep my strength up and be okay. But I thank God that he loves me enough to keep holding on to me. And, I'm learning that you have to stop seeing yourself where the trouble started and start seeing yourself where the promise is. Because if you keep seeing yourself where the loss and the grief and the hurt and the pain started, that can cloud your judgment. And make you not be able to see the promise. So I am determined to, okay, it happened. It's okay. But up ahead, God has something so amazing and wonderful for me. And I said in episode two that if you can see yourself the way God sees you, I can guarantee you that you probably wouldn't worry about anything anymore. And I know it's taking me some time to see myself the way God sees me, but boy, oh boy, I want to see Cheryl the way God sees Cheryl. And it may have started in the pit, but the palace is the promise. So I'm going to hold on to not the pit, but the pit was only part of the story to get me to the palace, to where God promised that where he said he would get me to. And all the time, and sometimes the pathway that we think it should look like, it looks nothing like it. And I'm realizing that, yeah, you got to go through some things sometimes to get to where God needs you to be. And it's not tiptoeing in the daisies. You're gonna have to cry sometimes. You're gonna have to lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know after a while, Jesus, he's gonna fix it. And, we're still grieving. We just lost my aunt Barbara. And, I'm praying for my mom, because that was her last sibling. And I know she's going to miss her. And, asking God again, God, no, he said he's going to strengthen what remains. And I just thank God for my village again, strong support system. I, on this journey, I've said before that I'm learning to be honest with myself about everything because God can't bless who you pretend to be. If I'm hurting, I'm hurting. I'm sad, I'm sad. I'm feeling some type of way. It's okay. It's the way I feel. And I thank God again for just keeping me. I thank God that God has never taken his hands off of me. And in closing, I just want to leave this with you. You have to know who you are and whose you are so that you can keep getting up. You have to know who you are and whose you are so that you can keep getting up. Until next time, this is Surviving Grief. And remember, God will strengthen what remains.